This truly happened. I had a farm, and I had an old farmhouse which I renovated, but it was a mess. So I decided I was going to move a house, like they just have on House Rules.
Yeah.
So I bought the house, and I contracted a guy to move the house. Now, the house had to be cut in half. This guy had done it before, and then it had to be moved on a truck. He didn't move it for months and months. And I ended up in these confrontations with him saying, when are you going to move it? The guy was 6 foot six. He was a monster. He was a Kiwi.
You in a confrontation. That's hard to believe.
No. I was scared with this guy. Seriously. I can remember being chin to chin with him one day and thinking, I'm going to have to pick up a piece of wood here because it was exactly like that.
Ooh.
Anyway, in the end, one of my friends rang up one day and said, oh, you must be thrilled. And I said, why? He said, the house has been moved. It hadn't been moved to our place. He'd stolen it. So I rang him up and he wouldn't answer the phone. He'd stolen it and put it somewhere.
So your transportable
house. My house had been stolen and put on his block.
And he just picked it up.
We had no idea where
it
was.
Oh.
So we got all our mates, everyone was driving around by a fluke. Someone found it on a back road in the country in northern Tasmania. So then the only thing we could do, I had to find someone else who was capable of transporting this house, got this guy, it was an absolute wonder, and then we had to go and steal it in the middle of the night.
Sounds like vigilantes.
It was like that. Went in the middle of the night, got half the truck, drove it home. There's only one route you could drive to our place because of the overwidth house. He's then rung up. He's come back and found it. He's run up, threatened he's going to burn the house down, he's going to kill me.
But it wasn't his house.
I know, he's mental. He's completely mental.
So he actually did have a mental illness?
No, he was violent. He'd done 12 years in jail in New Zealand.
Okay.
He was a bad man.
Mm.
I didn't know that at the time when I contracted the house. Otherwise, I would have said, you're not the man for the job. How long am I going, Troy?
Two minutes so far.
I've got hours left in me. So what happened then, he went and got his prime mover. This is in the middle of a paddock because all the house is up on blocks. He smashed the house into the ground with his truck. Right?
He's crushed your house.
He's knocked it down and it's just sitting in the mud in the middle of the paddock. So in the middle of the night, went in with mates, we dug it out, we jacked the house up onto blocks, took hours and hours and hours, got the truck bogged, went through all this. It was near Lonnie, so I went in to the Lonnie police and I said, look, if this guy turns up, there's going to be a murder. And they said, oh, sorry, we can't do anything.
Are you saying because you would murder him or he would murder you?
No, he was crazy. He was mad. And they said, no, sorry, we can't come. It's a civil matter. I said, it's not a civil matter, mate. Anything could happen.
Nothing
but they didn't come. Thank God he didn't turn up before the cop on a motorbike and a cop in a car. They escort the house along the only route that it could go. So I've headed off home thinking, thank God, even though the house has been smashed up a bit, we'll be able to get it home. Get a call from the cops. He's in his truck. He's caught up with them on the side of the Georgetown Road. How long am I going for?
3 minutes. 3 minutes.
I've got hours left.
No, there has to be a part two.